Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We have been sharing with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. Today we're going to talk about why prayers do not get results. This needs to be addressed so that you can know if there's a reason why your prayers are not getting results in your life so you can correct it. Because you need to know. The Bible says this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask or legally demand anything according to His will, we know He hears us. If we know He hears us, we know that whatsoever we've legally demanded, we know we have those legal demands we've demanded of Him. Otherwise, we know that our prayers should be seeing a response. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, His ears are open unto the prayers. So if there are some prayers that aren't getting results in your life, you need to understand why. And we're going to list reasons of why prayers do not get results. The first one is not praying to the Father. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6:9? He said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven." Don't be praying to Jesus. Don't be praying to God. Don't be praying to Lord God. That's all Old Testament. Now we pray to our Heavenly Father. John 16:23, "In that day ye shall request of me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask or legally demand the Father in my name, He will give it to you." Paul prayed to the Father, and that's the way we're to pray accurately. A second reason would be not praying in the name of Jesus. We need to pray in the name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the high priest of this covenant. And we are priests, and we are coming to the Heavenly Father through the high priestly ministry of Jesus. And that's why we need to pray in the name of Jesus. And we see the fact in not only the scripture we just read in John 16, but also in John 15:16. There's another scripture that says, "Whatsoever you shall ask or legally demand of the Father in my name, He may give it you." So we need to approach Him and pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. A third reason would be lack of understanding the fact that we are made the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." That means that you are in right standing with God, and you can approach Him as the righteousness of God to see your prayers get results. If you have an unrighteousness attitude, or you don't think you're worthy to approach God and see your prayers get answered, you'll never have confidence. You'll never pray a prayer of faith, and you won't see the results because you won't really believe that when you pray that He is responding to it. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 says this, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers." See, God responds to the prayers of the righteous. He's just not going to respond to just any prayer. You know, a lot of people pray a prayer and they wonder why they didn't get any results. Well, if they didn't pray in line with the Word of God, that's why they didn't get any results. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. We need to pray as the righteousness of God. And remember, their righteousness refers to two things in our life. There's a standing of righteousness that we have in relationship to Him, and there is also a fellowship of righteousness. When we get born again, we are made new creations, and we are made righteous. We are in right standing with Him in relationship. But then, we are to walk in fellowship with Him, and there is righteousness as to fellowship with Him. Remember, when we sin, it breaks fellowship. It doesn't break relationship, but it breaks fellowship. That's why we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, and He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What does that do? It's affected our fellowship. So this is important. We need to be in fellowship with the Lord. And if you have sin in your life, that is going to definitely hinder you. So you've got to understand righteousness, that that's the way you're going to approach God in right standing and in right fellowship with Him. James chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." You need to have that confidence and know that when you pray, it's going to release the power of God when you pray effectively, fervently, and accurately according to His Word. A fourth reason why prayers don't get answered is lack of confidence. We need to have confidence. If we don't have confidence and know that God's going to respond and know that we're going to see our prayers get results, then we're not going to see it. If we're in unbelief, your prayers will not get results. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly, this word means confidently, boldly and confidently unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain, or that's lambano, take hold of mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know, the Bible says the way into the holies is open to us all. We must come with a confidence under the throne of grace, knowing that as the righteousness of God, we are in right fellowship with Him. We can come to the Father in the name of Jesus as priests of God, and we can pray the Word of God, and we can have the confidence that He is going to bring forth the release of that promise in our life. 1 John 5:14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. You must have this confidence that if we ask or legally demand anything according to His will, the Word, He heareth us. And if we know He hears us, whatsoever we ask or legally demand, we know we have the petitions or legal demands that we desired, legally demanded of Him. That's what it says literally. So we know He hears us. We know we have it. If you know He hears you, you know you have it. And this is the confidence you must have in Him. When you make your legal demand according to the Word, He hears you, you know He hears you, then therefore you know that you have it. And you must have confidence, because if you don't believe that God has heard and responded, your prayers won't get results, because He responds to a prayer of faith. Those that believe, believing prayer is going to get results. A fifth area of why prayers do not get results is sin or iniquity in our life. Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If we have iniquity or wickedness in our heart, God's not going to hear you. That would break fellowship with Him. We also know 1 John chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. The Bible says, if our heart condemn us, why would it condemn us? Because of sin or iniquity in our heart. God's greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, that's because we'd be in right fellowship with Him, then have we confidence toward God. If your heart's right with God, you can have confidence toward Him. If your heart's not right with Him, if you have a hardened heart, if you have wickedness in your heart, if you have evil or doubt in your heart, you're not going to be able to see any results. That's why it says in Mark chapter 11, you speak to the mountain, and if you don't doubt in your heart, then you'll see what you say come to pass. Doubt in your heart shows that you don't have confidence toward God, and you're not going to see your prayers get results. So it's important that you have sin and iniquity dealt with. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And something that goes along with that, the sixth reason why prayers don't get answered, is unforgiveness. Mark chapter 11, verse 25, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So you must have dealt with unforgiveness. If you have unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, attitudes against a person, you're not going to get any results, because you're going to be giving place to the devil through sin, and God will not be able to forgive you. Now remember, forgiveness is a decision. You say, well, I don't feel like I can forgive so-and-so. Does that mean that I'm not in right fellowship with God? No. Feelings are coming from the flesh or from demonic activity in your life. What you need to realize is that forgiveness is a decision at the point of your will and from a heart, as you forgive from your heart with a true attitude of obedience to God to want to forgive, and then you just make that decision and choose to forgive that person. It is a choice. So don't let unforgiveness abide in you. If so, you will not be forgiven of your sins, and it will stop your prayers from getting results. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, he says, talking about this problem, he says, for if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it, in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. If you won't forgive, you're going to give place to the devil, and Satan will have an advantage over you. This is just one of his tricks, one of his devices to get you into unforgiveness. If people have wronged you, always forgive them. Always let go of the hurts and wounds. Separate the sin from the person. Forgive the person and realize it was the devil working through them, and it's the enemy that you need to be praying for those people and blessing them and coming against the works of Satan in their life to break that, rather than responding to what so-and-so did to me. Whenever you respond out of me or respond out of your own feelings, you're responding in the flesh, and that is an area of sin. And that'll bring you into a place of being out of fellowship with God. So deal with unforgiveness. Deal with any bitterness, resentment, and attitudes. Let it all go. Confess it before the Lord, and don't give place to the devil. Otherwise, your prayers will not get results. Another area is disharmony between a husband and a wife. Goes right along with this. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." You know, prayers can be hindered between a husband and wife if they're not walking in harmony the way they should. We're supposed to dwell with them according to knowledge, give honor to the wife as the weaker vessel, and we're heirs together. Heirs together. That's where husband and wives need to be in agreement. They need to be in harmony upon the Word of God. Put the Word of God as first place in your life. And as you pray together in line with the Word, heirs together the grace of life, then your prayers will not be hindered. But if you don't have right relationship, then your prayers will be hindered in that relationship. Very important. One other area we're going to talk about today, and that is praying the problem instead of the answer. Your prayers will not get results if you pray the problem instead of the answer. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask," where that word is aiteo, legal demand, "before you legally demand him." Your Father already knows what you have need of even before you would approach him in prayer. He already knows your problem. Praying your problem does not do anything to release your promise to come to pass. Prayer doesn't tell God of something he doesn't know. He already knows everything. Praying the problem is just you talking about your problem. And you got your focus upon the problem instead of Jesus. In fact, that's an area of sin, to sit there and wallow in your problem. The answer of the Word of God is what you should be focusing on. Get your mind on the Lord, which is on the Word of God. Pray the answer and not the problem, otherwise you won't get results. We're going to talk more on this subject on the next broadcast. Do the Word. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.